Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.
Fried, the Burnout Podcast.
Hey, Fried fam. I wanted to write the last hashtag straight from Kate of the season with a little bit of humor so that you could laugh. You'll have one more episode next week about ketamine-assisted coaching, which is totally fascinating. And then we'll have a two-week break as per usual at the end of every year so that I get some time off and my podcast producers get some time off and we can all just sort of rest through the end of the year and start planning what we want for what's coming. So in order to write this episode, I was inspired by someone that I won't mention because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but I went to ChatGPT and I asked it to write me a short episode on how the concept of Festivus from Seinfeld could be used to battle workplace burnout. It is pretty funny and actually made some good points, so I'm going to use most of it. I'll add my own flavor to it, but I'm going to read some of this to you because it's really pretty great. If you are too young to know what Festivus from Seinfeld is, please go look it up because it's so funny and so uncomfortable and just hysterical. All right, so you might be wondering how Festivus relates to battling burnout. This is so funny. For those who may not remember, Festivus was introduced in a classic Seinfeld episode called The Strike. It is a holiday that George Costanza's father invented as an alternative to Christmas. It includes a Festivus pole, which is like just a plain aluminum pole with nothing on it, no lights, no anything, because it's supposed to be the antithesis to the Christmas tree. It's supposed to represent nothingness instead of this overabundance and like wildness that sometimes happens. I love a wild Christmas tree, no judgment here, but I'm just telling you what the Festivus pole is. So it includes, Festivus includes a Festivus pole, something called the airing of grievances, then the feats of strength, and then a final declaration of a Festivus miracle. In our workplace content, we can adapt these elements to address burnout, or so ChatGPT tells me. All right, let's kick off with the Festivus pole. In the workplace, your Festivus pole can be a symbol of simplicity and minimalism. I loved this so much. It represents the need to declutter your work life. Many of us suffer from burnout because we're overwhelmed by too many tasks, responsibilities, and distractions. So consider simplifying your workplace, both physically and digitally, to create a more focused and calming environment. I loved this tip so much, and also I think that it speaks to what we often need towards the end of the year in our sort of push to make everything so special all the time. We sometimes overdo our holidays because we assume that people want and need more from us than the simple and then the basics. So you can declutter your work, but you can also declutter your holiday. You don't have to do every single tradition. You don't have to make up new traditions that cost you time, energy, and money. Your people want you more than they want other stuff. You as an individual, being happy and fully present with them is so much more important than everything else. So in addition to the fact that, yeah, sure, the Festivus pole might be able to remind you to declutter your workplace and simplify your workspace, I would also encourage you to let it simplify your holidays. We don't need to go all out all the time. Find the things that really bring you joy, like matching Christmas pajamas, and let everything else go. Start looking at the things you do around the holidays and pay attention to the things that bring the most resentment and the most frustration, and cut down as many of them as you can. Some of them will still remain because there's something you do for your spouse or whatever, but there's probably a few things you could cross off the list. So simplify your holidays a little and it would probably make them more joyful. All right, the next Festivus element is called the airing of grievances. In the Seinfeld episode, this is where the Costanzas, George and his family, take turns sharing their grievances about each other. In the workplace context, context, this is about encouraging open and honest communication. So instead of bottling up frustrations and resentments, if there's a possibility to create a safe way for employees to share their concerns and their suggestions, then that's probably a good thing. So one of the things that when I go into a company and work through things like this, one of the things that we suggest, one of the things that we work on often is creating like failure share moments and or challenge share moments where nobody in the room is sharing a win. Nobody's talking about how they solved a problem. Nobody's talking about how they got through something. We are coming together on purpose because there are things that need solving, that need more minds on them, that one of us can't get through for some reason or another. And I think that offering this space where we don't have to falsify positivity in order to be in a room together, and like, let's start with everybody sharing their wins. There is something that can be beautiful about that sometimes, but it really can take away from our ability to solve bigger problems because we're so afraid to show up and share that we're struggling with something that some things get swept under the rug. So having a clear space where you can actually have good conversations about things that need upgrading or fixing, even if you have to do it anonymously through employee surveys, then do it. And if you're an employee and you hate those employee surveys, I hear you, but also those employee surveys and the answers that you put on them are the things that get me hired eventually in your company. So if you don't tell them what you're going through, you're definitely not going to get the help that you need. If you do tell them, you still might not get it, but you improve your chances greatly because if you say it and then 40 other people say it, guess what? They're going to know that it's a priority. So this is just like voting. Make sure you're casting your vote for the things you need in your office. It doesn't mean you're always going to win the election, but you're much more likely to win the more voices can band together and share a common need or a common goal. All right, so that was airing of grievances. We did the Festivus poll, the airing of grievances. Now we've got feats of strength. In the Seinfeld episode, this is a physical challenge where George is pinned down and has to be released as a sign that Festivus is over. He's pinned down by his father. In the workplace, feats of strength can symbolize your own personal challenges and victories. When you're battling burnout, it is essential to set achievable goals, both personally and professionally. Celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. Recognizing your victories can provide a much-needed boost in your resilience and motivation. Now, I personally sometimes have a problem with people saying things like, you can get through it because you're so strong, because sometimes holding on to that strength is one of the things that burn you out because you feel like you're supposed to be able to do everything. So in the feats of strength, I want you to maybe challenge yourself to say no to a couple of things and disappoint a few people, because your strength will lie in your ability to override this natural inclination and need to like people please and give everybody everything. So maybe say no, maybe disappoint someone in some small way, and that will be your feats of strength instead of proving or attempting to prove and then burning out of all the things that you can do all the time without any help or any assistance. Like maybe your strength, maybe the feat of strength that you have to face is saying no, which is how I would use that outside of the ChatGPT version. And the last part is the declaration of Festivus miracles. In the Seinfeld episode, Frank Costanza declared miracles when George finally wins the feats of strength. So he wasn't pinned down, he won. In the workplace, this can be about acknowledging and celebrating positive changes and breakthroughs. When you successfully address burnout and create a healthier work environment, it's like declaring your own Festivus miracle. This was my favorite sentence from the whole ChatGPT article. Sharing victories with your team and letting them inspire and motivate others to follow suit and enjoy challenges as well. The declaration of Festivus miracles, I think, is this idea that you overcome something that you've been fighting through for most of your life. So we're back to this idea of like, how can I upgrade this people-pleasing mechanism, use it when it's really useful, and let go of it the rest of the time so that I can move away from this constant feeling of overwhelm and frustration and resentment. I think that the best way to get through, to get to your own Festivus miracle, is to use the Resentment Journal. You can grab that on the website. I'll put a link in the show notes. But the Resentment Journal is something that helps you figure out what things in your life you would most like to get rid of, and helps you figure out how you are going to get rid of them. And if you need to keep them, how you can keep them and shift perspective and change the weight of the thing that you're carrying. The Resentment Journal is literally my favorite thing that I've ever created. So if you're going to gift yourself something this year, gift yourself the Resentment Journal, because it will be super helpful. Now ChatGPT says, in conclusion, Festivus may be a lighthearted and absurd holiday from a sitcom, but its elements can provide some valuable lessons for battling workplace burnout. So this Festivus season, let's remember to declutter our workspaces, encourage open communication, set achievable goals, and celebrate our victories. By doing so, we can make our workplaces more resilient and enjoyable. Thanks, ChatGPT. Fried fam, I hope that this was both a little bit amusing and actually pretty useful. I would love to hear in the Facebook group, I would love to hear how you might interpret the Festivus pieces in your own world, in your own life. So just to remind you what they are the Festivus pole, the airing of grievances, the feats of strength, and the declaration of miracles. If you take those four elements and apply them to your life, how might you be able to apply Festivus to your own world in order to move through some of your burnout? I think that it would be a really inspiring thing for you to read from one another, and there's probably going to be some good humor and laughter in there too, which I love. Fried fam, we are closing out another year together. I hope you get some rest intentionally through this end of the year. And I will be in your ears again come beginning of January. See you then.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.